welcome to A Slice of Life Hour here on 938 Live. I'm Eugene Lowe. Thank you very much for joining me. And in the next hour or so, do join me and my guest as we share some self-improvement tips, share inspiring life stories and experiences, and also hear your thoughts if you'd like to join us as well, and hopefully share more advice and tips on how to live a happier, more successful, more inspired and more empowered life. Today we're talking about speaking more clearly for better communication, understanding, and more effective interpersonal and intercultural relationships. And there's much talk about how China, which is burgeoning as a superpower, and how Mandarin is going to be very important in the years to come. There's even some talk about how Spanish is going to be increasingly important as well, because it's expected in maybe the next 20 years that the Latin American economies are going to be at their peak as well. But the reality is that English is still the lingua franca of the business world, and so it's important to know how to use it more effectively and to speak English more clearly for better communication, understanding, and more effective interpersonal relationships. And to help us do this, I have with me today Heather Hansen, who is a speech, language, and communication expert specializing in international English pronunciation. She is the founder of Singapore-based Hansen Communication Lab Private Limited, a corporate training firm helping professionals to speak more clearly, correctly, and confidently. Her most recent project has been the development of an online learning portal for international pronunciation, the English Pronunciation Lab. We'll find out more about that from her in just a bit. But first, let's welcome Heather to the show. Hi, Heather. Welcome to 938 Live.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So you were talking about, we were talking earlier, and you were telling me how accents are not linked to clarity. What do you mean by this?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, we generally like to think that we have to speak a certain accent to be speaking clearly. Internationally, in language classrooms throughout the world, students are being taught to model the British accent, the American accent, instead of being allowed to speak the way that they speak with their own accent. And they're basically having this idea that if they sound American or British, they'll speak more clearly. But I can tell you, I've met plenty of Americans and plenty of Brits who I can't understand, and yet they're speaking English natively. So I think we need to change our mindset, have a shift in mindset at this point, to understand that there are certain things that we can do to clarify our English without necessarily changing our accent. And that's probably my main message today.
And it seems rather illogical that we are, you know, still reaching for these standards at a time when actually most English in the world is actually not spoken by native English speakers.
That's absolutely right. The most recent estimates are placing native English speakers at about 400 million people. Now, that statistic is coming from 2003, when a linguist named David Crystal did a lot of research on that. Now, even if we doubled that number, we still wouldn't be at half of the number of non-native English speakers in the world, which are currently estimated to be about 1.4 billion people. There are more people right now learning English in China than there are native speakers in the world. So when we look at how English is being used internationally, why are we still so focused on having this native speaker ideal? 96% of English conversations around the world are actually being conducted between at least one non-native English speaker and another English speaker, native or non-native. So I think that this mentality of having this ideal, a pronunciation norm, is like you say, it's old-fashioned, and it isn't that useful anymore.
It sounds illogical, even unreasonable, to demand that we strive for that kind of standard, because we're never going to be able to do it.
No, and that's what many linguists will also argue. Linguists and language teachers throughout the world will tell you that it's actually impossible, and you're dooming yourself for failure, because there are very few who can actually achieve a native accent. Of course, we see actors do this. They work hours and hours with dialect coaches. They do lots of training to achieve that. But for the general individual in business who has the rest of their life to take care of, to have this idea that they can sound exactly like a Brit, exactly like an American, exactly like an Australian, especially starting as an adult, very, very hard goal to achieve.
Mm. And it sounds like a rather waste of time as well, because then we are channeling our resources, we are focusing on something that's really not so essential.
Exactly. It's exactly right. Because what the majority of my clients will tell me is, you know, when I'm working in the region, I go to Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, China, Hong Kong. When I go to these places, they don't care how I speak. The most important thing is that they can understand me. And that is absolutely correct. And that's a perfect example of, you know, these, the 96% of non-native to non-native conversations. The actual accent isn't so important. What we need to focus on is speaking clearly so we can understand each other and we can get our messages across. And that's a very different set of skills that we need to have than focusing on accent.
Mm. And so why do you think, many of our clients are still focusing on that? And why do you think that, here in Singapore as well, that we are still striving for that kind of standard?
Yeah, you know, this is a very cultural topic. So it goes way back. There's a lot of leftover colonial attitudes. There's the native speaker attitude. A lot of it is coming from native speakers, Westerners who travel to other parts of the world or even at home speaking to people who are non-native speakers. And as native speakers, we have this mentality that we own the language. The language is ours. So it's not our job to make other people understand. It's their job to make us understand. And if they don't speak the way we speak, well, that's their problem. I have given up all responsibility in trying to understand this person. And that is a huge, huge problem. And that's the main mindset shift we need to see, is people moving away from this idea that native speakers own the language, because international English is not owned by anyone. Mm-hmm. It's being used by people all over the world from every culture, every walk of life, and everyone uses it slightly differently. And we're going to see with time that as we become more international, social media, online, internet, media, everything, film, everything we see in our world, business, it's becoming more and more international, and we're going to be coming into contact with more and more varieties of English. And as more native speakers begin to hear these different varieties, they're going to start understanding more and more that, okay, wait a second, a lot more people don't speak like me than do. And until we can make that mindset shift, we're going to have a bit of a problem because still people come to me saying, yeah, but I want to sound like you. I want to sound American. I want to sound British because they think that they're going to have more respect and that there's more prestige to it. Mm. And at the present time, I would agree that there is more prestige to having that accent. And a lot of people believe that. But as we move forward, I think we're going to see less and less of that. And we're going to have to open our minds up to new sounds.
We're chatting with Heather Hansen today, who is a speech, language and communication expert specializing in international English pronunciation. Today we're talking about not emulating native English so much, but speaking more clearly for better communication, understanding and more effective interpersonal, intercultural relationships. We'll continue to chat with Heather in just a while here on A Slice of Life Hour on 938 Live.
Live. Gets you talking.
Welcome back to A Slice of Life Hour here on 938 Live. I'm Eugene Lowe, and my guest today is Heather Hansen, a speech, language, and communication expert specializing in international English pronunciation. She is the founder of Singapore-based Hansen Communication Lab Private Limited, a corporate training firm helping professionals to speak more clearly, correctly, and confidently. And earlier, Heather, we were talking about how the current mindset that we should be striving for that native English pronunciation is in many ways illogical, unreasonable, impossible as well, and how that actually takes the emphasis off the main thing, which is actually to understand each other more clearly for, you know, better understanding and for more effective interpersonal and intercultural communication as well. And how you mentioned earlier that that very closed mindset that when if you're a native English speaker and you feel that you own the language, and that's why you don't have to try and understand the non-native speaker. It closes everything up. You know, that's exactly. The main barrier to communication. Mm-hmm. So how can we, you know, shift ourselves from this current mindset to something that's more open and more effective?
Right. Well, from a native speaker perspective, we need to start opening ourselves up to different varieties of English. So, for example, in the language classroom, instead of having students listen to British and American models, we need to have more recordings of all different types of people speaking English. We need to start tuning our ears to different sounds and different varieties, to Chinese speakers of English, Singaporean speakers of English, Indian English, Indonesia, all of the area, especially here in our region where we hear so many different varieties of English every single day. So we really need to open ourselves up to that. Both native and non-native speakers need to do that.
Even the BBC, which has long been seen as the beacon of Queen's standard English these days, is opening up to many different accents on its broadcasts.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It used to be that on the BBC, all of their speakers needed to have what's called an RP accent, received pronunciation, which is the highest standard of English pronunciation, the Queen's English. Well, not only is RP hugely changing and evolving, like all parts of English and all accents, but they've also opened it up to speakers, presenters who can use their own regional dialects. So even there, we're seeing this movement away from this gold standard of pronunciation.
So what should be our goal then?
Our goal really needs to be to speak clearly. And when you're focusing on pronunciation, what you need to be thinking about is your audience. So for non-native speakers of English speaking to other non-native speakers of English, which is the majority of the conversations that we are having, there are three main areas of our pronunciation we need to be thinking about. First of all, are the consonant sounds. All of the consonant sounds, that's everything except A, E, I, O, U, are vowels. All the consonants except for the TH, which will make many, many people happy because the TH is very hard to pronounce. And guess what? It doesn't matter at all. Everyone can understand a TH. If it's pronounced as a D, a T, an S, a Z, it doesn't matter. TH is not important. And also, you don't have to worry about something called a dark L. This is an L that's usually at the end of a word. For example, words like ball or fall. Here in Singapore, you'll often hear them pronounced as bao, fao. And that slight change from the L to a more W sound, that's the dark L, and we don't need to worry about that one either. So don't worry about those two sounds. The rest of the consonants, though, need to be mastered. You need to be able to say the T and D and F and V and V and W, for example. All of those need to be clear. Secondly, we need to be looking at long and short vowels. So in the word cap, cab, one ends with a B, one ends with a P. And in that first word, the vowel is actually shorter than in the second word. We lengthen the sound of that vowel to show that there's a voiced consonant at the end. I don't want to get too much into the linguistics of this, but basically this idea of knowing the difference between long and short. Also with words like ship and sheep, there are so many examples of those. And finally, the last one is sentence stress, making sure that you're stressing the appropriate words in your sentences. I've noticed here in Singapore it can be quite a problem that people like to stress words that shouldn't be stressed, that aren't important. Connecting words like and, or, words like but, we, just funny little words that generally don't need to be stressed. So we need to focus on our sentence stress as well. So that's the best for the non-native speakers, those three areas.
What about for the native speakers then?
Yeah, if your audience is native speakers, so a non-native speaking with native speakers, we need to add on a couple more things. Word stress. So for example, in words like purchase, colleague, these are very commonly pronounced differently in Singapore. We hear purchase, colleague, instead of purchase, colleague. If you're speaking to a native English speaker, they will not be able to understand you if the word stress is not what they're used to. For some reason, we native speakers, we can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. The other one you'll need to think about a little bit is the weak vowel. So, for example, in purchase, we don't say purchase with an A sound. That A changes. It reduces to what we call a schwa, a weak sound. Chus, chus. Purchase, not purchase. So having an idea of that weak vowel will help you to better understand the native speaker who uses the weak vowel all the time. If you can use it yourself, it benefits the native speaker in understanding you. Now, what's really interesting is when native speakers are speaking internationally, because there are some things they need to think about as well. Myself as an American, I need to use a British T in words like water. I would say water, right? But I need to say water to be more clear. So there are also things native speakers really need to pay attention to as well.
Mm. And obviously, we've got a lot more there to talk about as well. But we're going for a news break, and we'll continue to go into the details of that later on the show. We're speaking to Heather Hanson today, who is a speech, language and communication expert specializing in international English pronunciation. More about speaking more clearly for better communication. And do continue to stay with us here on 938 Live. We'll chat more with Heather in about 15 minutes. Hello and welcome back to A Slice of Life Hour here on 938 Live. I'm Eugene Lowe and my guest today is Heather Hanson, a speech, language and communication expert specializing in international English pronunciation. She is the founder of Singapore-based Hanson Communication Lab Private Limited, a corporate training firm helping professionals to speak more clearly, correctly and confidently. And earlier, Heather, we were talking about how the key to being understood is not striving for a Brit or an American accent, rather it's for a more international English sort of pronunciation. Tell us why this should be our goal.
Well, basically because I think it's more realistic, first of all, and since the majority of all of our conversations are between two non-native speakers, or at least one non-native with a native speaker, we need to have a more open mindset about our communication. We need to have both people who are speaking need to be taking the time to try to understand each other, help each other in communication, make sure that the message is put across properly. So we just need to be a bit more open about where we're going when we're speaking internationally. And I mean, here in Singapore, even if you don't leave Singapore's shores, the world has come to Singapore. So you are constantly interacting with people from other places, hearing different types and styles of English. And that's why I think here in Singapore, we can really be leaders in this movement of speaking clearly, because we do it every day.
So how can we speak more clearly then?
Well, as I was saying earlier, the main things we need to focus on are our consonant sounds, minus the TH, not so important, the difference between our long and short vowel sounds, and sentence stress, emphasizing the correct important words in our sentences. When speaking to a native speaker, you may also need to think about your word stress. And then we just need to be clear in general. So using the American T, or sorry, the British T for water, butter, better, instead of the American one where we say water, better, butter, and actually using the American R. So in the UK English, we normally hear things like ca for car, whereas I would really use that R, car. When we're speaking internationally, using that R is really helpful. It will help the pronunciation, help the understanding. The British T, the American R, and less focus on these weak vowels in speech. So really pronouncing all of our sounds so that we can be better understood.
Heather, do you have some perhaps some real-life examples of how this is important?
Oh, absolutely. You know, all of my clients who come to me obviously think it's very important. One in particular, a COO working with an American company. He goes and speaks at international conferences. He has an American CEO in front of him and Australian CFO behind him, and he's sandwiched in the middle giving his talk. And the way that people interact and respond to his message, he has to speak clearly. If he doesn't, he runs into a lot of problems. A very local example, one that was in the news recently, a young lady named Kelly Ong, who is a gaming commentator. She is brilliant in gaming. I know nothing about online gaming. This girl is amazing. And she came into the news because the international community was just ripping her apart because of her accent, primarily her accent. They were saying, you know, we can't understand her. She needs to speak better. And, you know, I went in, I listened to the YouTube videos, and I wouldn't say it was so much accent, it was clarity. It was the fact that she was dropping consonant sounds, she was dropping word endings. She wasn't having the difference between the long vowels and the short vowels. So she would say something like the mid-late game push instead of mid-late game push. People just couldn't understand her because she was forgetting those three very important rules of clarity. So it can be a very real situation. It can be a real problem in business and gaming and culture and intercultural communication. And it's something that we need to start thinking a bit more about.
And I can see how that is so essential because, you know, I mean, on the surface, it sounds like something very superficial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just you're sharpening your consonants and enunciating a bit better here and there. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, if you don't do those three key things, it doesn't matter what your message is. Like you said, it doesn't matter if you're brilliant at what you do. People just can't seem to accept you and to give you your due credit.
Right. That's absolutely right. And that's probably one of the main reasons why they come to me, because they say, you know, I'm knowledgeable, I'm a professional, I've been doing this a long time, yet people don't take me seriously, they don't understand me, they don't understand my message, and a lot of it does come back to how they're actually pronouncing their words, how they're articulating their message. Because if that isn't clear, like you said, it really doesn't matter, we can't understand your message, so... Yeah, we have to think about speaking clearly.
Mm. And for those of us who want to find out more about, you know, what you can offer, you've developed a sort of like an online course?
Yes, that's right. My most recent project has been the online training portal, English Pronunciation Lab. And you can find that at www.englishpronunciationcourse.com. And what I'm offering there right now is an 8-part series. It's absolutely free. It's 8 audio recordings that you can listen to, and you can also download the transcripts for those sections and read along as well. And that will give you a fantastic introduction to this idea of international pronunciation, what you need to be focusing on.
Mm. And even there, the spelling's important, because it's N-U-N and not, you know, pronunciation.
Exactly,
as a lot
yes.
of people think it is,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. That's a great, great point. And you'll also find at that site my blog, which is covering all different areas of pronunciation. In fact, there is an entry that's titled How to Pronounce Pronunciation. So you can go in and listen to the recording there as well. All of that's free and open to the public.
And so we can see how important that is, because this one little thing, and we might not even be able to find
exactly.
your website.
You wouldn't find the website. Pronunciation. Yeah, that's right.
And Heather, before we end the show today, I'd just like to find out more about the sort of work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your clients and what do they bring you in for?
Right. Well, I primarily am working with multinational corporations, so I'm hired for a number of reasons. I may be hired to come in and work one-on-one with top management to help them refine and gain more clarity in their speech specifically, so people who are speaking at conferences and so on. I could also be brought in to run full-day seminars. So I have a seminar called Speak Up Successfully, another one called Present for Success, and also a 10-week Speak Clearly program. And these are generated or focused on groups of people who need to speak clearly over the telephone, call center staff, salespeople, people who give sales presentations, and it can be applied to larger groups. So it's either the seminars or the one-on-one training, or you may see me speaking at different conferences, for example, the Laugh and Learn event earlier, earlier this year.
Mm.
So, yeah, those are all the different things that I do. But primarily, I only work with adults. I think that's important to point out. I get a lot of inquiries regarding children. I don't work with children at this time. I may partner with people in the future. We'll see. But for right now, it's just adults.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Heather, for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
And so don't get too hung up with, you know, emulating the British or the American accent. What's more important is to speak more clearly. And you can find out more on how Heather Hansen can help you do that at hansencomlab.com or at englishpronunciationcourse.com. If you have something to share with my listeners as well here on A Slice of Life, do get in touch with me. It's eugene@mediacorp.com.sg. I'm Eugene Lowe, and this has been A Slice of Life Hour here on 938 Live.